WS Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. And your DJs for Boys Making Noise should be arriving very shortly. So they will see you then. And in the meantime, I'm just going to throw on the automation. So, yep, I hope you have a good one, and I will see you all next week.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're just two boys making noise.
We're just kids.
We're just kids.
place we leave, and when we don't leave, walking where the dead gather in the fog. I saw you through it.
You're currently tuned into Boys
Making
Noise on WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Sorry about that. The intro there. We're getting back in the swing of things. Yeah.
Warming up the radio muscles.
Yeah. You're real quiet.
Hello.
I'm gonna crank you up. All right, so far we heard Lomelda with Mostly Emmy off the album Thanks, and then this is Syrinx, and the song is a Hollywood Dream Trip. Yeah,
this makes me think about stardom.
Stardom?
Mm-hmm. Hollywood dreams.
Oh, I was thinking like suns and stuff like that. Stardom.
Oh. Also that.
Like, what's it like?
It's also pretty celestial.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep it tuned in here to Boys Making Noise. We'll have our normal scheduled programming. We're going to take a trip later. Want to take a trip later?
I'd love to take a trip. Do you know where we're going?
I'll find a place.
Okay, we'll find somewhere.
I'll look on Expedia.
Okay. I actually have some, like, if we want to go to a different planet entirely.
Ooh.
I think I might have some stuff for that.
Okay.
But if you want to check Expedia and see what's cheap.
I'll check Expedia, I'll check NASA, and we'll see where we want to go.
Yeah, we've got a pretty tight budget.
But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Keep it locked.
Yeah. All right, next, I'm going to play one more track. Is that cool?
Yeah, please do.
And then, actually, you know what? No, this is a good time for us to switch over. You want to swap spots?
Okay, sure.
All right, Jordan's going to show you something nice.
Listen to the girl as she takes on half the
All right, that was Just Like Heaven by The Cure. In the background here, we got a little bit of Donnie and Joe Emerson with the song Baby. One of my favorite lines is, you're so baby. yeah, I don't know what that means. I think it's like, you can't even say it. It's like, oh, wow.
I feel like I hear this song a lot, and I don't know why. Are you just playing it in your room all the time?
That's possible. I like this song. It's also got one of the best album covers I've seen in a long time. But anyways, we're gonna do a PSA with Baby in the background.
This one's called Food Not Bombs. Can you see that?
I really can't see it.
Okay, I'll read it. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent, direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Thanks, Jordan. You can find the Boston, or at least the Cambridge Food Not Bombs is at Central Square, and they're there pretty much every Saturday morning. And just talk to the folks there, and they'll tell you how you can help out. If you got time.
Yeah.
And in my experience, they've been super nice. Food's good too. All right, we're gonna move right along then. You got some music to play?
I do.
Cool, and then we'll take a trip a little later. This is Boys
Making Noise.
Noise.
Noise. No, noise.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in.
I'll be at home, being drunk off Irish whiskey. I don't live here, but I guess that's alright. It's just where my body goes at night. I've seen the ocean, I've been to the Nino. I think it's funny how they drink their poison so slow. And in the morning, in the daylight, you jump the window in your bedroom out of sight. Yeah.
put socks on and move my body.
Hey.
What's that?
Do you know where we are?
I don't know. It's pretty dark.
Yeah, I noticed that.
All I really see is plants in the moonlight.
Yeah. I see what you're seeing.
Pretty wet.
Yeah. Sorry. A lot of bugs. It's kind of like a night forest or something.
You know what? I think we are in a forest, and I think it's nighttime.
Is it okay that we're here?
Yeah, I don't mind. I like it. Where do you think we are?
Night forest.
No. Like, what forest? Geographically.
What was that place that we were at over the summer and it was super buggy? And we started running because it was so buggy.
Do you mean, Natick, Massachusetts?
Yeah, I feel like it's either Natick, Massachusetts or what's that place called? Like in Germany? That's like the magic forest place, you know?
Like the Black Forest?
I think it could be the Black Forest. But maybe that's just because it's nighttime.
That's where that good ham is from. Black Forest ham.
That's true. It just grows there.
Huh? Yeah. We should try to find a Black Forest ham plant out here.
Do you think that's because there are wild pigs in the Black Forest? I don't think that the ham comes from those wild pigs. But do you think maybe that's originally why?
Yeah, I think at one point, probably.
Yeah. Because I think there are like a lot of wild boars still and like pigs and stuff in Germany. Maybe not a lot.
Yeah. They're apparently very vicious.
Yeah. Okay, which would you rather run into on a narrow path? Okay, well, no. Backtrack. You're stuck in a locked bathroom.
I thought I was in a night forest.
Okay, well, just imagine, okay? So stuck in your immediate physical realities.
Sorry.
Okay, that's not true. Okay, you're stuck in a bathroom with either a wild boar or 16 mongoose. None of them are happy.
Oh, a wild boar.
Just one.
Mongoose are crazy.
Yeah.
They have like big fangs and stuff.
That's true.
But is that your answer as well?
Yeah. I'd rather just deal with one than 16 in general. Just a numbers game.
Yeah. Okay, this is a question I get asked a lot. And there's a lot of different opinions.
Okay.
Which would win? Or which are you more likely to survive an attack from?
Mm-hmm.
An alligator or... No, a crocodile
mm-hmm.
or a grizzly bear.
Am I in the water?
Let's say you're on the edge of a lake.
We're out of the forest. Now we've got the flaming groovies in the background. I'm on the edge of a lake. Crocodiles are saltwater dwelling.
Okay. You're in a sterile room, but someone puts an crocodile in there or a grizzly bear.
Okay, I'd do crocodile.
Do you think that you could take the crocodile more easily?
Yeah, I think they have trouble maneuvering in small spaces.
Yeah.
And like they do that thing where they can charge super fast, but they're not very good at maneuver, like going side to side. And a grizzly bear has just got me.
That's true.
We do have that mammalian bond. That means you might have more of a chance of finding some sort of
sympathetic. That's true. I agree with you.
Yeah, you'd do that. Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
I got you.
What about in the water?
In the water? I still think I have a better chance against a crocodile.
Really?
Grizzlies are vicious.
That's true. And good swimmers.
Yeah.
It is spooky thinking about like a crocodile creeping up on you, though.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to listen to this song, and then we'll go back and announce some music. Cool. Actually, I might just do that real quick, since we're already interrupting this song.
Cool.
Thanks for taking that trip with me, by the way.
No problem. We got a great deal on Expedia, so, like, I was chilling.
Yeah. So we haven't said any music yet.
Except
the first two tracks, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Jordan put on the Jesus and Mary Chain with Just Like Honey of Psycho Candy.
And that... Oh. Yeah.
I'm just doing arm stuff, sorry.
Yeah, and then I played Late off of Howdy's new album, Cranberry, which is super good. It makes me feel very mushy inside in a great way. Like mushed cranberries, like cranberry sauce. I bet that's why they named it that. Anyways, and then after that I played I Want It by Triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Then I played M2MA with the track Juicy Fruit. Jordan says that's sampled.
Oh yeah, on Juicy.
Yeah.
By Notorious B.I.G.
And then we had The Cure with Just Like Heaven. And then Donnie and Joe Emerson with Baby. And then Jordan played Holla with Phone Calls. Sorry, do you want to say your last two?
Yeah, no, that... I forget what I played. You can just read it.
And then Bread Pilot with Yoda Pop and Krill with Meat.
Yeah.
Then we took a trip to the forest. We got... Flaming Groovies in the background. We got 15 minutes left. This has been Boys
Making Noise
on WMFO. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Any words of advice, Jordan?
Live your truth and floss regularly.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I don't. Do you?
I do. I floss every night.
Cool. Oh, I know what I'm going to play. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I hand of God, left hand holding the jewel. And I'm swearing up and down, the tides of my youth, the creases in my brow ain't ten lines. Salt waters from my eyes, the sun burned me black and blue, too cold inside of June.